Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're answering a simple but important question. Is the market ignoring the Fed? What does the yield curve tell us about the recent quarter-point rate increase announced by the Federal Reserve on Wednesday? The shape of the yield curve can tell us a lot about market sentiment in response to the federal funds rate. That yield curve has been inverted for much of the past year. That is, the short-term interest rates have been significantly higher than long-term rates. Well, the yield curve has flattened a lot in the last couple of weeks as a result of the banking crisis. And it's not because the long-term rates have gone up. It's quite the opposite. We've seen demand for short-term T-bills spike, which has pushed prices up and yields down. Over the course of the day, we've continued to see falling yields despite the rate increase announcement. What's striking is that banks have several choices on where to place their money. The first is in the reverse repo market. This is where banks put funds that are excess reserves back with the Fed on an overnight basis. The Fed pays essentially the federal funds rate for this excess cash. The banks have a choice to put cash on deposit at the Fed for a rate of 4.75%. Reverse repo is incredibly flexible and very secure. But for some reason, they're choosing not to put these funds on deposit at the Fed, which offers the highest yield in the market and it's risk-free. Instead, we're seeing all of the Treasury offerings except for the 6-month T-bill rate pricing below the federal funds rate. The 2-year is down 36 basis points over the day at 3.882. The 4-week T-bill is at 3.91, down 28 basis points over the day. The 8-week is at 3.98, roughly flat over the day. And the 10-year is at 3.462, also roughly flat for the day. The 30-year is yielding 3.68, and that's down 6 basis points since the day before. All of these rates, except for the 6-month, are below the federal funds rate. I don't think there's anything magical about the 6-month T-bill other than perhaps some market inefficiency at play here. We're going to continue to monitor the 6-month, see if it matches the trend we're seeing in the other maturities. So what does this all mean? Should we be happy or calm or terrified? What's the message? I believe that the persistent yield below the posted federal funds rate points to a shortage in high-quality collateral. Banks do need to put money to work. If it's sitting in their account earning zero, then it's falling in value, so they don't want to hold on to cash. But they do need cash in case customers withdraw funds. Eventually, they're going to mispredict the amount of cash on hand required. In those instances, they're going to need access to a credit facility in order to increase liquidity. Now, if you remember, during the pandemic, the Federal Reserve changed one of the banking rules. They reduced the statutory minimum reserve from 10% to zero. It's important that banks don't run out of cash if depositors withdraw their funds at a rate that's higher than expected. And capital outflows have killed no less than 4 major banks in the last 2 weeks, and there's substantial risk to several other financial institutions. I also think it's important for the U.S. banks to be put into a global perspective. Back in 2018, the rules were changed in the U.S. to consider banks below $250 billion in assets as not systemically important. But if Silicon Valley Bank was located, say, in Germany, it would have definitely made the list of the top 5 largest banks. In Germany, this would be definitely considered systemically important. And as we saw, the failure almost triggered contagion within the entire U.S. banking system. I would say it's too early to tell whether that risk has abated. See, remember back in 2008, there was nearly a 6-month delay between the failure of Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. J.P. Morgan took over Bear Stearns in March at the urging of bank regulators, and in the immediate aftermath, politicians, regulators, and the markets rejoiced over a crisis averted. Well, clearly, that celebration was premature. See, if you find a single cockroach, guarantee there's more, just you haven't found them all yet. The Federal Reserve took a major risk on Wednesday by announcing a further 25 basis point increase in the federal funds rate. And it's looking increasingly like the market's going to ignore the Fed altogether and set the yield where they want it to be. I don't believe for a second that we've seen the end of instability in the banking system. And let's put this in perspective. The market capitalization of Credit Suisse was roughly equal to the combined market cap of both Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns together. Somehow, we're supposed to let it slide and believe the global debt markets are just fine. I predict that based on all of the economic indicators I'm seeing, the Federal Reserve will be judged to be on the wrong side of history when it comes to understanding what's happening in the economy. In this environment, you can expect lenders will have to be much more cautious. we're going to translate into much less borrowing liquidity in the market. And at the same time as the Fed signaled a hawkish tone in Wednesday's announcement, their balance sheet suggests a far more accommodative tone. The Fed's balance sheet tells a completely different story. The ongoing statements from First Republic Bank and PacWest are also saying that they attempted to raise capital and failed, and that shows that we're not out of the woods yet. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.